Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. The former Mr. Mayor has the day off today, resting up for his vacation in Punta Canta?
I don't know where he's going.
Someplace in Mexico.
Riviera Maya?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you my story about Riviera Maya?
No.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, of course.
Good morning, everybody. Wednesday morning, hump day, cold out there. I got to be honest with you. It's cold. There's some flurries, too, when I was walking here.
Saw that coming in, yeah.
There's a little flurry. It is cold out there today. It says 28 across the board, basically, but there's a north wind that is really cold. But anyway, so Riviera Maya, okay? So I had to do the IXX trip years ago with Murphy.
Are those fun, by the way?
They're work.
Yeah.
They're fun, but you're on. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But fine, the people were always great. We never had a bad person. I mean, it was always just wonderful people. But it's not like a normal vacation where you can just, you know.
Yeah.
You know. But, okay, so anyway. So we had one of those nights where you go out with the people. You know, you're pretty bar hopping or whatever. Yeah. Pub crawl. You do that once a week or once a thing. So we did that. And I come back and I run into these guys and I heard them talking about, and they sound like they're, to be honest, this is no lie. I thought they're from the UP.
Okay.
Holy wow, did you see that out there, eh? Yeah, did you see the whales? Holy gripe. I couldn't believe it, eh? You see that one there? All right. I thought they're from the UP. They're from Canada, obviously. And so I just got to talking to them. Well, they were there for a bachelor party. And I'll tell you what. Word of advice. Never invite yourself to a Canadian bachelor party. Okay? So they're like, hey, you want to do a shot with us? I'm like, absolutely. So they do these things, and maybe you know, I'm not a aristocrat when it comes to liquor, but it's they light it on fire.
Oh,
so it's this flaming blue flame type drink, okay, and you drink it. I don't know what. Does anybody know? Somebody text me. What is it? They light it on this drink. They light it on fire. It's this blue flame, and you drink it, and you don't get burnt or whatever. I don't know. But so anyway, okay. So I was doing a few of those. So somebody called Murphy, who's in bed, you know, and he said, hey, Murph, you might want to check on Mino. And he's like, what, why? Well, he's wandering off with some Canadians, and I don't know, they seem pretty rowdy. Okay, whatever. So I got a little discombobulated by the end of the night, okay? So the rooms were these little huts, which was really cool. They were like kind of like in the jungle.
Right.
Okay. It was like this jungle setting sort of thing, which is cool, except when you're trying to find your hut at 3 a.m. after being out with Canadians. Okay. So I go back to like the lodge or whatever, and I'm looking at the map. I'm looking around. I say, okay, it's there. It's there. I go this way. Okay. I take a left. No, a right. Do I right or left? Okay. So it's one of those things. So I go. So I go, oh, finally, knock on the door. Who's there? I go, who's in my room? Wrong place, obviously. Some big guy opens the door. What do you want? I'm sorry, I think I got the wrong room. All right. So I walk all the way back, go all the way back to the lodge.
Oh.
Okay. Reread the map.
Right.
Okay. Even like take notes. Okay. Walk to where... Same guy. Who's there?
Now, is this guy part of the party?
No, no, okay. No. So I end up finding a bench in the jungle alongside the trail leading to the thing and sleep there for the night. So people at breakfast were like, hey, John, you sleep well last night? They were walking past me.
I want you to, you write all these great books. You do such a great job with it. You have got to write your life story.
I know. I know. I'm going to, you know what? We're going to text Murphy, see if he remembers that. And so whenever Jim says Riviera Maya, that's what I remember. Me sleeping on a bench in the jungle. Is there. All our listeners were on their way to breakfast. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good night. Today is the National Day of Happiness. I didn't know there was such a thing.
I guess.
Okay. National Day of Happiness. Alrighty then. Ravioli. Okay, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't mean to be like Jim, where he complains a lot of times about, you know, service or something in a restaurant. Let me just ask you a little thing. I'm not going to say where it was. I'm not going to put anything down. No, okay, just want to ask you a question. So I ordered this thing yesterday. It was this little restaurant and had a wrap, chicken wrap.
Sure.
You know, okay. And I love mayonnaise on my stuff. There are fries. I love mayonnaise on my fries.
Yep.
Okay. So the waitress, I said, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. I said, can I just ask for one more? I should have asked this. Can I have a little thing of mayonnaise just for my sandwich and for my my fries? She said, sure. Okay. No big deal. So she brings me a little, you know, tablespoon of mayonnaise, right?
Yep.
Charge me $1.
Wow. For that little cup? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
You have to think that probably cost them about 4 cents maybe.
Yeah.
And they charged me $1 for this little thing of mayonnaise.
Telling you,
is that weird?
You start carrying that stuff in your back pocket when you go
out. I know,
out, so
right?
You have it. Yeah.
And I'm not trying to come off like this really cheap guy and whatever, which I am, of course. But try not to come off as that guy. But is that a lot of dollar for this tiny little dollop of mayonnaise?
I would say like, okay, you want to throw 50 cents on
yeah,
or something like
yeah.
that?
But a buck?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot.
So I'm not weird, right? That,
no.
That was like,
no, it seems
really?
A lot.
Okay. I mean, you're spending all this money on, you know, whatever. And it's like, huh? Okay. So anyway, today is ravioli day. I will never order ravioli in a restaurant.
Why is that?
Because the portions are so small. They're so small. For some reason with ravioli. They'll give you like three of them that are like about the size of a deck of cards or something like that. And not enough. No. Overrated. Won't you be my neighbor day in honor of Fred Rogers?
Correct. I think he was born on this date in 1938 or something
okay.
like that.
This is the day, 1854, the Republican Party was organized in Ripon,
yep.
Wisconsin. Interesting. And got a text here. Is it a B-52 shot that they light on fire? I don't know. I remember it was blue. Could it be, I want to say, Caraco? You ever hear of Caraco?
Something like that. But it's a blue liquor, right?
It's blue. Yeah, it's a blue liquor. But I'm trying to figure out how we could drink it if it was on fire. Because I want to say we drank it was on fire. Is that right? Is that possible?
I thought you blew it out before you drank
did
it.
Did we?
I mean, wouldn't you lose your eyebrows
something.
On something
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. So I'm trying to think. I don't know. But it hits you like you can't even believe. Hits you like you cannot believe. Yeah. So anyway, so that was my Riviera Maya story. We've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming in today.
Yep.
We got so Carrie Ann is coming in.
She's coming in this
okay.
morning.
So
she's
going to
burpees.
She's going to show the proper way to do a burpee.
Correct.
And I hope Jim's listening, and I hope Jim is watching. Although I don't think he knows how to watch on the stream, but I hope he does. We'll bring her back again sometime to show him how, because you do clap when you do a burpee.
I don't remember doing the clap, but
I do. That's the part I remember because it was like a little weird. Because everything is so like, you know, now it's, oh, let's clap. Yes, doing a burpee. Hey, burpees. And then we've got an interesting group of people coming in. Go ahead and talk about this. From the real WGBW.
Yeah, well, back in the day at UWGB, they had a radio station, 91.5 WGBW. And several years ago, it went off the air. But they brought it back streaming a couple of years ago. And so there are a bunch of students that run this radio station. And Jim and I both met a bunch of them at an event that was at Lambeau a couple of weeks ago with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. So we thought we'd bring them in, see how well they do, maybe give them a little radio test on the air, right? And have some fun. Johnny, Val, Josh, and Joseph will be joining us this morning from UWGB, what's known as GBX Radio.
Okay, I'm going to make a bet with you.
All right.
One of those people is from the UP. I can tell by the name. You want to make a bet?
All right. Yeah, I'll bet you. I won't ask
okay.
which one it
no,
is.
No, don't ask
okay.
which one. I bet you one of them is from the
okay.
UP from the name.
All right.
Yes. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, whatever I can do, we all do. I mean, we're both big in this, helping young people get into the business.
Absolutely.
Because there is no clear-cut way. You know, if you want to be a lawyer, well, here's what you do. It's all laid out for you. If you want to be, you know, such and such, here's, it's all. But in the media, nothing's really laid out. You kind of got to try to get an internship or get one of those part-time jobs. I remember one of the radio stations or one of the TV stations I worked at way back, and it was like this kid wanted to get into TV, and he was literally, you know, and I'm not saying this, but it was like, you know, emptying the garbage cans.
Yeah, I did that.
Just have his foot inside the building and kind of, and that's one thing I always tell people, So when you go for your first professional type job, get as many call letters as possible on your resume.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you do. Show that you're working at a place. I did, and I don't want to sound good, you know, like Ted Baxter. I started a little 5,000 watt radio station and wherever it was. But I started doing, I was in college, and I got this job doing high school football color commentary games. Okay. I got paid nothing.
Yep.
Zero. But I got to put that on my resume that I was working professionally. And it was in this tiny little town, Globe, Arizona, out in the middle of no place. No place. It was about an hour and a half drive from Phoenix. And I had a bad water pump in my car, okay? My old 1970 Chevy with the Mino for Sheriff bumper sticker. I got a picture. I'm going to bring that in. I'll show it to you.
I got to see that.
I'll bring it in. And so I would drive about 45 miles, and my thing would start to overheat, okay? So I'd carry jugs of water with me. I'd pull over, let it cool down a little bit, and I'd fill it up again with water, all right? And I'll never forget one time I'm listening, and I'm running late. I'm running late to this game. And I pull in to the thing, right behind the thing, and my car just used steam just coming out of the hood like you can't believe, okay? And I remember the radio announcer says, well, I see John has just arrived. You can see from the press box, his one car with steam just coming out all over. John will be joining us shortly to talk about this matchup. Yes.
I think radio is so different, too. I think these kids have to learn all parts of social media and video and all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm so kind of interested in talking to them.
Well, they don't, you know, in TV, they don't even call it like a reporter anymore.
No, it's like multimedia.
MMA?
Yeah.
Multimedia, MMJ, multimedia journalist.
You're
and
right.
That's it. It is multi. It's everything. It's the Facebooks. It's the web pages. It's the streaming. It's everything. So, yeah, it's crazy, but that'll be fun. I love talking to people that want to get into the business. I really do.
Born on this date, 1937, was a gentleman by the name of Jerry Reed.
Oh, love Jerry Reed. Not been trucking. We're going to do what they say can't be done.
All the songs Jim doesn't like us to play this morning on the show.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. Watch it. Love that. That was a good movie, 1976. All right, we got to set a quick break. I actually used to wear trucker hats.
They're still cool.
I'll show you some pictures.
Okay.
Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor's got the day off. Mino and Todd. We're going to have a good time. Back after this.
No matter what it takes, he's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get your trailer. He ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor Show here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and the Civic Media app. Had some people, I didn't make it last night to the Northland thing, but I had some people text me who hadn't seen it before. They're like, wow, this place is cool.
When I first started working with you and Jim, it was vitally important to Jim that he take me down there and show me the Northland. So it was like I was on a tour with the former mayor of the city, right?
You know, I got to give as much crap as we love giving him, I got to give him credit, man. He pushed that thing. I remember when that was going on. And because the whole time I lived in Green Bay, it was never, up until a few years back, it was, you know, it was low income or whatever, homeless shelter, I don't know, whatever it was. But it's like nobody ever talked about it. It's just this, you know, albatross sitting in the middle of Green Bay. And what that's become is pretty spectacular. And that's, you know, that's one thing about downtown Green Bay. You get those buildings like that, those old ones that you give them new life, so to speak.
Yep.
They're pretty cool. I mean, this is still, you know, a pretty cool city in that way with the history and everything like that and those old buildings. And I love it when something like that gets restored. I just think it's really, really cool.
You know, we talk a lot about the Grand and Oshkosh, same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
That thing was, you know, an opera house back in the day. Then they turned it into kind of a CD movie theater. You know, one of those things, right? Yeah. And then they finally brought it back to life. And a couple of years ago, I don't know, in the last 10 or 15, there were some real structural problems there. And they thought maybe they would just give up on it. And they didn't. The city came in and said, no, we're going to fix this thing and make it right.
Yeah.
Put the money into it. And now this week, they're filming a PBS special there. You know, so it's really, they've got the show with the Four Phantoms, and PBS is coming in with their crew to film.
Oh, that's this week?
This week,
I remember we talked about that a while back.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's cool.
Communities that keep those kinds of things alive,
Couldn't agree more.
It's important.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Like a couple of weeks ago, went to a thing at the Heights that reopened down here, just like not even a block away, just a few hundred yards from here. And just look at that old brick and the old structures, and you think about, the people, Don Hudson probably had a beer here someday, Curly Lambeau probably. I mean, the history we have in Green Bay is still something that really needs to be, savored or whatever. So, I think that's cool when I hate when they knock down stuff. Hate it. And, the thing is, unfortunately, and Jim and I have talked about this before, sometimes it's just cheaper to knock stuff down than, because for one thing, I remember talking to somebody one time, a guy who worked for the city, and he said, the wiring was so terrible in the place. The plumbing was so terrible in the place. It had no AC. It had, It's like, they talk about putting lipstick on a pig type thing. And sometimes it's just so much easier just to start from scratch versus, getting into walls and doing the plumbing and doing the electrical and, doing all that kind of stuff. So I understand that aspect of it. All I'm saying is when they do restore something to what it was, kudos. I think that helps make a city that has some great history, helps make it what it is and restores it. I think that's fantastic.
I do too. You were mentioning, and Jim were mentioning the lobby at the Northland.
Yes.
You walk in there, and they've got the 30s kind of big band music playing.
You could shoot a John Dillinger's, biography in that lobby.
Right.
It's so amazingly cool. It's unbelievably. Yeah, if you get a chance, folks, go to the Northland, the Hotel Northland. And like I said, I love it when I walk by, and they've got that big neon sign that's just awesome that they restored from however many years ago and everything. I just think that's really cool.
That in itself is artwork to me.
Yes, I agree with you.
I actually, when I do travel, I take walks downtown and I will take pictures of all the neon signs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll do like a black and white montage. Well,
my
and
buddy
stuff.
John Kramer, who was on here, that's one of the things he specializes. He goes out and takes pictures of cool old signs.
He got a great picture of our sign in the window.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen that, but that is with our neon.
Well, another thing, Todd, when I walk around here, look up. Because sometimes the best artwork, because there's that one building on the other side of the river here, on the other side of the Bart Starr Bridge, and it says, built in 1914 or something, and embedded in the stone right above is two like Model T cars, which must have been like the cool thing when they built that.
Right.
And they're etched right in the building. Now that's cool artwork that needs to be saved. So I'm sure it was put in when those were the types of cars that were on the street at the time, these old Model Ts.
I like it that they were so proud of the building that they put the year and then they named the building.
Yes.
Right? The Mino building or the Schmidt building or whatever.
Totally agree. And you can see that when you walk around Green Bay, but you got to look way up high to see how old some of these buildings are and the whole thing and the names behind it. And there's another one that would love to know the history of. You'd have to walk. It's by the courthouse, and you'd almost have to be in this, walking by this alley to see it, where there must not have been anything next to it for a long time. And there was something about enjoy some kind of gum just painted up there in huge block letters. You know what I mean? And it's like, that needs to be restored, those kind of things. That's got to be 100 years old, easy 100 years old. And that's, I love those kind of things. How can I get a job? And somehow just.
That's a new segment on the show.
How can John get a job dealing with old buildings and stuff? Work on that for me, would you?
Absolutely.
Because Jim never does. He always says I got a guy. No, he's not. So I hope Jim is listening I hope he's sleeping. Jim needs to rest up for his vacation coming up. And then Friday, correct me if I'm wrong. So here's my plan. You tell me if we should do it differently.
Okay.
Friday, of course. And boy, I'll tell you what, Dennis from the Glam Band.
Oh, my goodness.
He put a thing in his Facebook about, hey, if you folks would like a little pub, your band. And he got a tremendous response about bringing people in. And people are like, oh, my God, Dennis, this is so cool that you're doing this. And that was your idea, Todd. That was totally your idea for a local musician. Are you musical artist, whatever you call it, segment. And his response was great with the people that, people suggesting who should be on.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do that again on Friday. We got the, what's happening around the area segment. And then Dennis from the Glam Band, his musical segment. But the thing is, right at the start, what we're going to do is we're going to debut Ode to the Former Mayor, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. So that's Friday.
We have that little slot between when we have Mark from Bellin on.
Yeah.
And 7:30 too. So, I mean, somewhere in there, we will find a spot.
Okay.
And you're going to, I mean, you're
But I want Dennis here. I want Dennis here.
Okay.
I want Dennis here when we do it because he's a professional musician.
So you want him to tell you what he thinks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm positive.
You're really sure about that?
You know what? Yeah, you know why? Because he's nice.
Yeah, right.
He's not like the former mayor. He's nice. Okay?
He might say it's great even if it's not.
Yeah, I'll take that. It's mom after the school play, you know? How was it? It was good.
It was interesting.
Oh, my God, my mom loved it. Yes, so we'll go with that, okay?
Sounds good.
Because I've been working hard on that.
Rewriting some lyrics as we speak.
Because it's like, there's certain things I think would have ticked him off, so I got to probably take that out and some. But yeah, but been working hard on that, and you and I, we're going to record it on, remember?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes, we're going to record it.
Yep.
And debut it on Friday, Ode to a Former Mayor.
We have to make sure we get him out of the studio and out of the building by 9 o'clock, so we have that time to.
Can I give you just one tiny little tease?
Yeah.
Yesterday, when I was mayor.
Come on, that's so good. I want the next line because I know what it is.
You tell me that's not Roy Clark.
That's
Roy Clark-esque, and you know it deep in your heart. That sounded like Roy Clark.
He never got enough credit, by the way.
I agree.
He's a great musician. Guitar, did you know, oh my goodness.
Did you know that Kathy Lee Gifford was a Hee-Haw girl?
I didn't. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, she was a Hee-Haw girl. That's how she got her start. And then didn't Elvis marry one of them?
Linda Thompson.
Yeah, she was one of them.
Well, girlfriend, I think.
Yeah, and Elvis hooked up. Yeah.
Elvis hooked up. Oh, yes, he did.
Hey, how you doing? Although I'm disappointed what you said, that Graceland's disappointing.
It is.
All right.
It is.
All right. All right, we got to set a quick break. Dr. Kristen will be joining us. We got Carrie Ann here to talk about burpees. We got a bunch.
All right, don't forget, later on this morning after 7 o'clock, another keyword in the Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest here with Civic Media. I'll have a word for you coming up after 7 o'clock. But right now, take a moment, download the Civic Media app for your phone wherever you get your apps, and then choose your station, WGBW or WISS. After 7 o'clock, we will give you that keyword that's going to put you into a drawing to win a stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and also put you in for the grand prize, which includes a bike, a blender, and even a patio love seat. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Ride into Spring Text to Win contest right here on WGBW and WISS. And once again, from Mino and the Mayor, it's John Mino.
The mayor has the day off, but okay, so I had some funny texts yesterday. It's like, hey, got a question for you on the text to win thing, and I don't want to do it on the air because it was kind of painful. Jim explaining it.
Oh my goodness. It's easy to go. This is how it works. Okay. At 7 o'clock each day, Monday through Friday this week, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock, you will get a different keyword each time. Okay. You text that keyword in, you are absolutely qualified. Now, you can qualify once. If you played yesterday, you're in the drawing, okay? But you can qualify each hour of those times during each day, and the more you qualify, the more chances you get to win. It's like kind of stuff in the ballot box.
So at every time, though, it's a different keyword, right?
It's a different keyword each time. So I'll have a keyword at 7, then Jane Mattinair and Greg Bach will have one at 10. At 1 o'clock, Todd Alba has one, and Maggie Dawn has one at 3 o'clock today.
Got it. Okay, cool. And then how do you know what you win?
You'll be contacted within 5 days if you won the Chula Vista, and also 5 days if you win the grand prize. So that all is technically done and just happens. Right?
Okay.
You've got all the technology to randomly pick that stuff.
Spits it out.
I say play as often as you want.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Get as many keywords as you can because that gives you a better chance to win.
Cool. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And what kind of a blender is it? I'm a big fan of the blender.
Well, I think they've become popular because people make smoothies and stuff like that.
Well, that's why I can't wait till the new coffee shop. Java opens up right next to us here.
Yeah,
I mean, literally
Green.
5 feet away from us. I want to get those raspberry smoothies in the morning. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. You got to be careful of those that you don't get too much of that sugar, though, right? Even with the fruit juice and stuff, I think you have to be kind of careful of that.
Well, I know, you know, they say orange juice has like as many calories as like a soda, a regular soda.
Right.
So yeah, but if it's just the actual real raspberries themselves, I mean, that's great. I mean, that's great for you, right?
I would think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Do they add sugar? I don't know. I'm one of those guys, it's like, love smoothies, love fruit smoothies. But I hardly ever make them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of a mess. And so I'm just, it'll be nice to just grab one from there.
I think we're going to either have the owner on or the manager of the shop on eventually. Okay. And I think they're planning on opening on April 1st. So yeah, that'll be nice to have a
And gelatos. They got gelatos.
Yeah. Do you like gelato?
I love gelatos. Yeah. Love them. The only place I've ever had them was Chicago, though, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think you can get a gelato in Green Bay, can you?
I don't know if anybody else has it.
I don't know. I don't think so. Let us know. Can you buy gelatos anywhere around here? It's like the Italian ice cream sort of thing, but it's more like ice cream. Remember, ice cream, you scream, we all scream. Yes. For ice. What was it? Ice
cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that? Whatever happened to that stuff?
I don't know.
That kind of went out the window. That was like a big thing for a while. I don't know whatever happened to that. They made that big push, a big advertising campaign, everything, and then it just kind of went by the window.
Well, I have ice cream as long. Here's what I did last night.
Uh-oh, all right,
here it was a long day.
And don't you know what though? You make me mad though. You're
why?
Like, because you're at like the perfect weight. You're not the slightest bit fat. You're not the slightest bit overweight.
No, that's not true.
That's
not true.
It's true.
So last night it was a long day. Yesterday, I wake up at like 3:30 in the morning to get here, and I didn't get done with work until 6:30 last night.
Wow.
So I didn't want to make anything because you know what? I don't want to do dishes afterward.
Oh.
So
it's the worst thing in the world, isn't it?
I got on my app, right? I think it was the Uber Eats or whatever, and I had a quart of ice cream delivered to my house.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, wow.
Chocolate peanut butter ice cream. That was my dinner last night.
Does that sound good?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, does that sound good.
And I hated myself afterward for doing
course,
it. But
remorse.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Wow, does that sound good. Did you eat the whole thing?
No, I didn't. I saved the other half for tonight. Nancy just texted. She said, Sarah's gelato in Ashwaubenon, and it's the real deal.
I've never heard of that. Okay, Sarah's gelato in Ashwaubenon. Is it? Where? Did it say where?
She didn't say.
Just Ashwaubenon. Okay, yeah. Cool. All righty, then. I like it. Yeah, so this spring now, I'm on a concerted effort. I'm losing 25 pounds.
But that's, now you were doing well, but
then I was
you
doing well.
Gained weight again, right? Didn't you say you gained like 7 pounds or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on? Because you do really, really well.
I had a bad weekend. It was my birthday weekend.
That's true. But 7 pounds is a lot for a weekend.
It was 4 days.
I'm trying to fill in for the mayor, by the way, and rip you down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, why is it so unbelievably easy to put on weight and so incredibly difficult to lose weight? Why is that?
Well, Dr. Kristen's going to be here, and yeah. I think we shoot that question right at her.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to. Because it's like, oh my God. So for, you know, so every day I get on the scale, it's like, oh, I'm down half a pound in these last 3 days. I put on 7 so fast, and it's like, you know, so hard to lose a pound even. It's like crazy. Somebody's good. You know what I want to talk to her about? I don't know if I mentioned it to her before. There's that one thing where you give yourself a shot. I can't give yourself a shot.
Ozempic?
Yes.
Yes.
Where now they're talking about it for blood pressure and cholesterol. I've got high blood pressure. I've got cholesterol, which is perfect. Because now I think I can get that like a prescription. And Medicare, whoever will pay for it.
The scary thing about that is I have some friends who are actually diabetic.
Okay.
And now they can't get their prescriptions because everybody's taking it for weight loss and all
really?
That stuff. So it's kind of tough on those folks. But if I lose weight.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell you.
Hey, sorry, folks.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good luck with that.
Hey, sorry, Grandma. I'm next in line. I'm just saying. So we got to try to work on that. All right. So I want to do that. I'm not a needles guy. Even yesterday, I had to give blood or do a blood, whatever. And watching the blood go in the syringe.
Yeah.
I don't look. Do you?
It doesn't bother me. All right. Doesn't.
You know, when I was a kid.
Did almost pass out once at giving blood, though. Like that, you give blood and you're like feeling great about it. And you feel, you know, pretty tough,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get up and your legs go out from underneath and
wow.
You're laying on the ground.
Really? That happened, huh?
Got a text in from Bill this morning. My doctor said that the body can hide a gallon of water very easily, and that's about 8 pounds. So maybe it was just water weight.
A gallon of water is 8 pounds?
I would say it's probably close, right?
Wow, I never thought of that.
That's 2 gallons of milk. Well, no, it's not.
That's
sorry,
a good point. What is it? There's some kind of a contest where you can offer somebody like $100 if they can drink a certain amount of milk and you physically can't do it. A person physically can't do it. Have you ever seen that contest where they offer like a huge prize, but you can't drink like, is it a quart of milk or a gallon? Your body just can't handle it. It can't be done. No one can do it.
Did you see a different drink, but did you see for a while there were the challenges for people to drink like a whole 2 liter of Sprite?
No.
And they do that. And then basically what happens is they belch these incredibly grotesque belches.
Okay.
Yeah. It's painful, but it's actually pretty funny if you watch the videos.
So how much do they drink?
Like a 2 liter. They try and drink as much of that 2 liter as
so
they can.
So is that one bottle that you'd buy at like the gas station?
Yeah, like a 2 liter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you chug that basically?
You chug it as fast as you can.
Okay.
And then basically what happens is that, you know, you get gas from drinking it anyway.
I would do that.
Yeah?
I would give that a shot. I think we'll do that. We'll do that one day because everybody wants to hear me belch live on the air. I'm pretty sure about that. So, yeah, does anybody know that milk challenge, though? I'd like to know because it's something like that where it's, like, physically impossible to do. Is the doctor in the house?
She is, and we did get another text. A gallon of milk in 1 hour is allegedly impossible.
Okay, that's the one. That's what a gallon of milk in 1 hour. Hello, doctor.
Have her sit in Jim's chair.
Yeah, sit in Jim. You get to sit in Jim's chair. Oh, geez. Yeah. No one else is ever allowed to. Does Pete sit in that chair?
Pete sits in that chair.
Yeah.
Okay. So high.
I know, right? Because he's got a little. He likes being higher than me. Yes. Well, you don't need that to be higher than me. No, I like your Green Bay sweatshirt.
I'm all about the Lady Phoenix.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Awesome? Oh, that'd be awesome if they knocked off Tennessee.
They can.
I know they can.
This
because you know what?
They can.
You know who I'd love to see them play? And it wouldn't happen. They're in all totally different brackets. I'd love to see them play Iowa.
They could play Iowa.
Because I guarantee you something. Caitlin Clark has never been defended the way the UW-Green Bay women would defend her. In her lifetime, she's never been defended the way they would defend her.
That's a
and
very
I love
interesting
her. I love watching her. I love everything about her. But I guarantee you, she gets that. You know, she gets all that. It's like, you know, even watching, you want to tell a defender, don't give her so much room. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if she's 30 feet out. She'll shoot from there. Mm-hmm. And they give her that space. She would not have that space.
Well, they could meet in the championship
game. That's what I mean.
I mean,
the
road. That's what my bracket looks like.
I know, but wouldn't it be fun if that was going to be like the next game if they won? I Caitlin Clark fascinates me.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
She's amazing for basketball. She's amazing for women.
Yep.
All the kids who look up to her and just
these little girls. And you ever see her after the game? She'll give her shoes away.
No.
And sign. Oh yeah, she'll find like some little girl and give her shoes and stuff like that. I think she is one of the great things to happen in women's basketball in history, and I really mean it. And she has changed the game.
I think so.
She's changed the game.
And don't you love seeing these sports figures who are just good people?
Yes.
Who are out there acknowledging, recognizing that not only are they great at sports, but they're figures that kids look up to. That not just kids. I mean, listen to us.
I know.
We're
absolutely.
Not kids. We're
absolutely.
Kids at heart.
Mm. Oh, I got to show you something. I wish Jim was here.
Don't show me on camera.
I'm going to show you something. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Here we go.
Talk
oh, my goodness.
Yourself.
What's going
I'm
on?
Scared.
Oh, he's going to. Thanks for coming in, doctor. No, seriously, thank you for coming in. You saved us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, your text said Chip is sick, and I was like,
oh sorry.
Chip?
Why would I
better
say
get
Chip?
There.
That's what he wants us to call him.
Off the air.
It sounds younger and cooler and hip.
Call me Chip.
Okay, so I'm going to show you something that I brought in to show Jim, but he can't be here today. Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh. Okay, this is...
Go ahead and read it.
Okay, it says Theater Masabi of Masabi Community College in Virginia, Minnesota presents to John Mino this award for distinguished service.
Mm-hmm. Why are you laughing? Why is she laughing, Todd?
Because I got to what the award was for. And it's Actor of the Year.
Yes. Jim doesn't believe it. I got to find my little Plaster of Paris statuette.
I wish that there was video from back then, but it didn't exist. Did they chisel it in stone?
Well,
this was 1977.
Wow. I mean, she's really filling up for Jim.
Something about that chair. Whoever sits in that chair.
Frame this. This is wonderful.
We're going to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We want to do. We want to hang it right so Jim looks at it every day. Every second of every day is from Jim's face. We're going to try to do that.
Yes. I love this. I had no idea that you were an actor.
Yeah. Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
What does this mean? Like, what did you act in?
Well, Todd and I talked about one of the things.
Acting up?
No, that too. I was George in Of Mice and Men.
Really?
And I was in Huck Finn.
Really?
Yes. And we'll tell you more about that story off air.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a different time back then.
It's good to see you.
You too. It's been a long time.
All right. So do we make the announcement or no?
What announcement?
About this is your last rodeo or no?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Because you got some other stuff going
on.
Yeah,
I need to talk to, I mean, I'm thinking maybe we can squeeze one more in.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
okay,
that'd be great.
Okay, we'll talk about that down the road then. Okay,
although I am going to be in Puerto Rico next week because it's spring break.
Todd, are you and I the only people that aren't going anyplace?
Do adults really do spring break?
Well, my kids have spring break.
I've never gone
on spring
break.
So that's an excuse for me to go on spring break.
Wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I mean, Sandra just came back from St. Thomas. Jim's going to Mexico. You're going to Puerto Rico. Todd and I are. We doing anything? Todd, going to Sabisky or anything?
Sabisky.
We're doing the radio show. Because somebody's got to do it.
We're coming down here. Yeah. Wow. Well, that sounds fun.
I haven't really had a vacation though. I haven't either, and I haven't had a vacation in ages. So I'm using the kids as an excuse.
I don't blame you. Why not?
But I would love to know, like, where are our listeners going? What are they doing for spring break if they're taking a spring break?
Yeah. Anybody out there? Let us know. Are you going on spring break? Let us know. What's a cool place to go to these days?
Oh, man, I would love it. Like, suggestions.
Yes.
Yes.
I was never in I was in Jamaica once.
Once?
Yeah. But I've never been in that part of the world otherwise. Everybody's gone to Puerto Rico and all these places except me. Todd, you ever been there?
Never.
All right. We're Dr. Kristen. We got lots more coming. We got Carrie Ann Carr coming up to prove how to do burpees. Ever do a burpee?
No, but we got mats.
We got yoga mats.
Let's go.
Oh, we got stuff. All right. Mind on the mayor. The mayor's got the day off. Dr. Kristen in the house. Back after this.
I have to say this morning. This is truly radio by the seat of your pants. I did not know Jim. Apparently, Jim and John talked last night. Jim's not feeling well, and we wanted him to rest. But I didn't know until John told me this morning. So we are throwing a show together.
But we're having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, having a lot
of
fun.
Let's go.
You get there.
Okay, so I had my...
Carrie Ann, by the way, I have to tell you,
Carrie Ann.
She just texted me. She said, "Tell Mino to start stretching now."
Carrie Ann, you got it. I can't do it. I got really tight pants on today, and I don't have a belt on, and they're falling down on me. I'm serious
about tight. They're
too loose. I got it. I can't.
We need that Jimmy Fallon tight pants sign.
Yeah,
I'll get it.
They're too loose. There could be an issue, Carrie Ann, but we want you to show us the proper form so Jim will know.
Carrie Ann, I'm with you. I think with us on either side of John, we can make this happen.
I don't know, man. These pants are just the wrong ones.
She texted. She goes, "Wow, let the excuses begin."
It's not an excuse, Carrie Ann. You know I'm an athlete. So there.
He's also got very big thighs.
Yeah, I know. Did you see that picture I put on my Facebook of me with that guy from Afghanistan?
No.
The guy had the skinniest legs in the entire world, and my legs look really fat. Really big.
No, they're muscular.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. They are. They've always been big, though. Yes.
I mean, you're an athlete and an actor.
Oh, my God. Todd.
That's a combination.
Tell Jim he's out of a job.
Right?
Out of a job. Yes. Okay, so I got to ask you something. Medical stuff.
Okay, let's go.
So I went and had my annual or six-month, checkup yesterday, whatever.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
That's really important.
Thank you. So I got my results from the blood check and everything, blood work and everything. Mm-hmm. And by the way, does that bother you when you watch blood go into a syringe?
For me?
Yeah.
No, I watched my own knee surgery.
Really?
I couldn't do
anything like that.
They gave me a spinal and I watched it. Actually,
I hate spinals. Yeah. I hate spinals.
What's a spinal?
Oh, they paralyze you.
It's kind of like an epidural. They put a needle in your back and they anesthetize everything below that spot so you can't feel anything down below.
Mm.
And so I was really comfortable and then they just gave me a screen so that I could watch it.
I'd puke.
Me too.
I would throw up.
I think spinals are the worst thing in the world. You know what? I had one time, and I had to have like kind of emergency. I got hurt in football, whatever. I hated that. They said, don't lift your head for a few hours.
Did you get a spinal headache?
Oh, my Lord, did I get a spinal headache. That is the worst thing. And you know what? Lynn Dickey one time. The greatest football game Lynn Dickey ever played, okay, was like the first game of the season in like 83, I think, against the Houston Oilers. It was mind-boggling. He had such an unbelievably great game, okay? But he was suffering from a spinal headache because he had, I think it was an epidermal type thing. Mm-hmm. And like spinal fluid leaked or something in his brain. So he would come off the field and throw up.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, they're miserable. I'm surprised he could play.
He played that whole game and had the greatest game of his life, but I still remember the video. And then they went into overtime in the game, and he finally told the coach, Bart Starr, and he said, look, I can't go anymore. You got to put David Whitehurst in. I can't do it. And I still remember the video because what I did for him after he retired, after he left Green Bay, I went through every game he ever played in Green Bay and found all the touchdown passes and put them all together on one, VHS in the day. And I can see it like it was yesterday. He throws his touchdown pass, and everybody's trying to, congratulate him. And he walks to the back of the bench and takes off his helmet and just holds his head and just starts barfing in a garbage can. And I thought, I know that feeling. I couldn't do anything. He's out there playing football. Is that incredible? Mm. Yeah.
Well, it's a testament to what you can do if you've got that mental toughness.
Absolutely.
I think sometimes people don't realize you can push yourself to the brink. Like, you can push yourself too far if you are that dialed in.
Yeah. But he was one of those guys that was so tough and didn't act tough. Mm-hmm. It's just like, nah. But you know how sometimes, I'd be like, well, I never had a spinal, so I can't relate to that. But when you can relate to something like that, it's like, oh my God, how did you do that?
I see it a lot in my patients because a lot of my patients who are having babies get epidurals.
Right.
So I wouldn't say I see it a lot, but it is one of the more common complications of an epidural.
That's the worst. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, it's...
Yeah. Well, then when you're a new mom, you've got this baby and you're not sleeping and you have a rotten headache and it's just terrible. Yeah.
I remember when I got my new... I'm having problems with my hip. My artificial hip. We got to talk. We got a lot of stuff we got to talk about with me. But anyway.
Welcome to John's Health Hour.
You know what you should be? You know what you should do? You should be, because Jim's got one now, I think.
What?
That concierge doctor.
Yeah, but concierge doctors, like, you have to pay up front for that. I like to take care of people who just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you pay whether you might not call the guy for the year, but you still pay for it.
Right. Yeah, and also it's all outpatient, and most of the work I do is inpatient. Oh, thank you, Todd, for the coffee.
Isn't he the greatest producer in the world?
Oh, he's
never
best.
Brought me anything in my life.
He's the
in
best.
My life.
Just all the prep. That's it.
And 14 phone calls a week. Todd, here's what we got to do.
No, the patients I usually see, like, concierge medicine is like upper level. You pay for that. It's expensive.
Yeah.
The patients I see are the ones who often don't have care, who just show up, and we put the pieces together and figure it out.
You know what I found out the hard way this week?
Hmm.
Medicare really sucks for dental.
Mm-hmm.
I had a procedure done this week, last week. I don't know, was it, Todd, last week?
Last week, I think.
$700-some. No, it was $800-some.
But you found a dentist who took your Medicare, so that's the first step.
Oh, is that hard to... But you know how much they're paid? $100.
Yeah.
$100 out of an $800 bill. I'm leaving the dentist's office. I had to give my credit card for $700. And it's like, ooh, I hope that doesn't spit back out at me here.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Unbelievable.
And when you think about how your dental health affects all the rest of your
health.
I mean, I don't want to get gross here, but like, there's a lot of bacteria in your mouth.
I know.
And it hides. And when you eat and swallow food, that bacteria takes a journey into deep into your body. And it affects all the other things. It affects your heart, and it affects the way, it affects your bowels. It affects lots of different things. So if you don't have good dental health, the rest of your body is harmed, essentially. So we need dental health.
I know. And they won't pay for it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And how much is it if you try to buy it on your own, do you know?
Well, I don't.
Can you buy dental
I don't
health?
Have dental insurance, so I pay out of pocket for it.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that was such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, do you have it?
Yes, I do.
You on your regular plan type thing?
But again, like, I had a crown done and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It was still really expensive.
I paid out of pocket for my crown.
Ugh.
How much was it?
I know. Oh, like thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys out there single, she's a catch then. If she can pay for it out of pocket.
Yeah. Right? Hey, Craig, take a hike. He's not around, is he?
No, but it's expensive. Like, and it's necessary.
And that was half, because then they said, well, it's going to hurt too much if we do the whole thing. Okay. So they said, come back again in a month. We'll do the rest. And it's going to be another $800. So that's $1,600. And I'm paying $1,400 of it. Wow. I had no idea Medicare was like that.
Yeah. All right. We continued. We've got more to talk about.
Doctors in the house. I'm the mayor. The mayor's got the day off. Back after this.